Karan Krishna asks the following questions. He says, recently in ISKCON is a tendency to request grants from different government organizations. Is this a good thing? Surely we may be able to receive lots of money for different projects, but does that not risk us not depending upon Sankirtan or restaurants, etc.? Often the projects are not directly Krishna related and have to be fulfilled in order to receive the grant. Okay, there are different things here. Certainly, there's a tendency with grants to get money and try to figure out how to use it. And if we have to make up some kind of program that isn't really conducive to the primary activities of Krishna consciousness, then that is not desirable. What to speak of if it's against the principles of Krishna consciousness. For instance, in Hungary, we've had the good fortune to be able to get grants for a new reception. We got grants for a road. We got grants for holding Varnashram seminar. So this is all 100% in line with things that we had planned, things that we need, things that are directly related to Krishna consciousness. So those type of grants are a good thing. As far as not depending on Sankirtan or our restaurants aren't financial or serious sources of financial income, and book distribution is, but still, we are not restricted to depending on these things. Indeed, we receive assistance from donors in large amounts, or a large percentage of income also comes from donorship. And if we can receive government help to fund Krishna conscious projects, what can be more wanted than that? At least that resembles in some way the voluntary support that kings used to give Brahmins in days of yore. His next question is, in the verse Bidayiriday Grantis, and it is said that when we see the self as the master, then the knot in the heart is pierced. Usually we understand that we are humble servants. So the self as the master means that we see that our true identity is the soul, and the supreme self is the super soul. And the self with the little s is the servant of the self with the big S. So in that way we are both master as well as servant. Then he says, we hear that Krishna is very grateful for the smallest service that devotees offer. Please can you comment on this to help us see how it is so? It is Krishna's nature. Krishna's nature is to be grateful. That is his personality, a quality of his personality. To exemplify how this is so, there are different examples, so many examples. If we look at Krishna's Leela, and Krishna's gratefulness extends not only to one incarnation, but it goes through different incarnations. For instance, when Lord Ramachandra was present on earth, then Jambavan was one of the monkeys who helped him defeat Ravana. And since Jambavan rendered such faithful service to him as Lord Ramachandra, when Krishna again appeared millions of years later, and of course Jambavan was still present on the planet, then the Lord repaid his debt to Jambavan by accepting his daughter Jambavati as his wife. There's also a Mahabharata pastime in which Krishna was said to have nicked his finger, and Draupadi immediately tore a piece from her sari and tied it onto his finger. And Krishna was so indebted that she was willing to sacrifice her priceless cloth just to bind his finger, that later when they tried to disrobe her, then in the assembly, then Krishna manifest unlimited cloth, unlimited size, in order to repay her. So Krishna is always grateful, and even when conditioned souls render service to him, Krishna doesn't forget, because that's Krishna's wonderful quality, his personal attribute. And his last question is an interesting one. He says, I would like to know why in the prayer for puja we worship the spiritual master, saying that he has two eyes and two arms. Well, obviously it's giving a meditation on the sadhaka form of the spiritual master, and assisting us in that meditation by this type of descriptive thing. Would be expect that he has four arms or three eyes. Well, just in case someone would think of their spiritual master, or want to think of their spiritual master in some other way, that tendency is certainly checked here. And if someone has a deeper explanation, I would also be interested in hearing it. Now, we've finished our stay here in Debrecen. I gave Bhagavatam class this morning, and we'll be heading to Eger this afternoon. I'll drop in and see the restaurant, because I've been here on the weekend, so I'd like to see some of the restaurant traffic for lunchtime, although I hear that on Monday it's about 25% less than on other days. And then in the afternoon we'll head off to Eger and be there for two, three days, and from there we'll be going to Budapest, and Rath Yatra is coming up in the following week. If you would like to see some of the activities that were taking place here in Debrecen, as well as our nice Govinda's center, it's more than a restaurant, it's also a center, which we also call Govinda's Krishna Valley, so that we focus people on New Brajadam as well. Then please take a look at the videos, pictures section of the podcast. Hare Krishna.